consent. Oh, and nearly everyone was depicted as white. These stories were full of beasts, villains, and judgy mirrors. But the worst enemy of all? Other women. Nothing was scarier than a woman over 30 out to get you. Stepmothers, stepsisters, witches, fairies, and sea monsters, they were always portrayed as evil. They were all unhappily single, and a lot of them had widow's peaks. They either wanted to steal your inheritance and make you sleep in a fireplace, or murder you for being too hot. Women were never nuanced in these stories. There were only two types: evil, too much purple eyeshadow, and good, overplucked brows. Every once in a while, you got a mouse thrown in there who happened to be female, but all she really did was sew. In these stories, women were taught they should do anything to marry a rich dude, preferably a prince. All they needed to do to land the guy was have really good hair and a need to get rescued. Once they got the guy and defeated the evil other woman out to get them, their story was over. They didn't have much agency. They weren't empowered. And they never had a female friend to vent to. Terrifying, no? But just as we don't wear neck ruffs anymore, times have changed, and so should these stories. Seriously, though, we hope wearing a fan around your neck never makes a comeback. In our fairy tales, women get the last word on their own terms. They know the only thing cooler than a mermaid tail is a vagina. They know they have to work a lot harder to break the glass ceiling than a glass slipper. And they know that happily ever after is a myth created by the patriarchy. The Little Mermaid Gets a Vagina. Once upon a time, there lived a bold and curious young mermaid with her father and many mermaid sisters in a palace deep under the sea and far away from the damage of oil spills, plastic straws, and humans who pee in the ocean. She had everything she needed, but the mermaid yearned for something more. She wanted to explore, but mostly, she wanted to hang out with hot sailors. Despite the warnings of her overbearing father not to go to the surface where she could potentially get harpooned by fishermen, she would swim up and gawk at the humans on boats. She would later in life realize her father was completely reasonable and doing his best to deal with a rebellious teenager. She became particularly taken with one sailor, who was predictably a prince. After following the prince's boat around for a few nights and acting like a total groupie, she made the choice. She wanted to go on land permanently. She wanted to become a human and make out with the hot sailor prince. The mermaid set out to find the sea witch, who supported her expensive micro-scale abrasion habit by securing realistic-looking fake IDs and casting magical spells for desperate mermen. "I want to become a human," the mermaid said to the sea witch. "I want legs. I want platform sandals. I want that hot sailor ass."
"My dear, sweet teeny bopper mermaid, that's what I do," said the sea witch. "I live to help impulsive, unfortunate, hormonal merfolk. In exchange for my services, I'll need something in return. Don't worry, I don't want your allowance. What I want is just a trifle. Your voice. Also, you can never come back."
The mermaid didn't use her voice much under the sea anyway, since most sea creatures were highly evolved and communicated by jamming on shell drums. Plus, she could always write the prince a note if she needed to tell him something. Leaving her family on the other fin was a big deal. But sometimes when you're crushing hard, you don't think too straight and you do stupid shit. "I'm in," said the mermaid. And with that, she signed the contract. It immediately turned into a soggy, inky mess since paper doesn't do well underwater. The mermaid closed her eyes and waited nervously for the transformation to begin. She waited, and she waited, but nothing happened. She peeked out of one eye.
How long does this legs thing take?" she asked the sea witch.
The sea witch took a deep breath.
"Actually, we need to discuss something first."
"Is it about my legs?" asked the mermaid.
"Kind of. I have to give you..."